We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 3, Part 10, Inner Reflection, Part, page Taftaf Kuf Nun Vav. You can ask questions and find the study material at the site. Selected questions will be heard during the lesson. Part 3, Volume 3, Part 10, Inner Reflection, page Taftaf Kuf Nun Vav, Item 1. The Ari divides the seven Melachim which descended to Bria to the three Bechinot, which are light, sparks, and Kelim. He also ascribes them three special places for their correction. In the Esot of Tvuna, the Kelim are corrected, and in the place of the Kat, the sparks are corrected, and in the Esot of the Upper Bina, the lights are corrected. And we need to understand. And we mainly need to understand the matter of the sparks, Nitzutzin, where all the scrutinies and raising of man and the work of the righteous to raise man revolves around them.
You remember what Rabbah said about Nitzutzin, yes? The many sparks of sanctity in every friend, and we need to connect them together, etc. That the spark in each and every one is the godly part from above. This is all we have that connect us to spirituality. So here we speak about the Nitzotzin, which is the main thing. Again, what is the main thing in the Nitzotzin?
And we need to understand the matter of the parks where all the goodness, the raising of man and the work of the righteous to raise man revolves around them. Day before yesterday, you said something I keep thinking of. You said the sparks, they cannot connect. They connect because of the bodies. Is that true? Can you explain?
Nitzotzin are broken as the bodies are what separates between them. One, there was light. It was light, returning light, reflecting light. Direct light departed to Atzilut after the breaking, straight away. A returning light was as holding the direct light. This returning light, meaning the intention in order to bestow, broke. Out of it remained the Nitzotzin. The Nitzotzin, meaning the intentions in order to bestow, in order to receive. Bestowing in order to receive. When there is kind of a inclination, say, to Creator and spirituality, however, what would I get out of it? Yeah, that's us. That's us before the correction by the light that reforms. And then what separates or discerns between those sparks, the same desire to receive the bodies, which are discerning or separating. So we need to neutralize the bodies and try, well, it's the same work, as if the same action. Dividing or not dividing, it depends on the type of the work. However, by the light that reforms, this light come, and then it drop these desires, meaning the klipot, shells, down, and these parks then are joined together, and through them, by them, the screen is formed. This is the action. Well, we can tell it in a more emotional manner, maybe. Today doesn't quite work out. Not every day is like that. So engage in something else before the lesson. Something more, more dry study. Yes.
To continue, Senka, you also said that precisely because we are in physical bodies, we can bring closer and connect the sparks, otherwise there is infinite distance between them.
Again?
Precisely because we're in physical bodies, we can embrace the friends falsely. And if we would have behaved according to the truth, then we would have been in an infinite distance.
Yeah, so you were there and he'd be there.
So how does it fit with the explanations you just gave about the sparks?
Because by the light, as I say, when the light comes, it performs the action. Well, Tzvika, allow him to ask. You want to cancel the lesson again?
These sparks, it's not, the light doesn't reform it, only if we will do the work and raise man. Is it the sparks? It doesn't come naturally. It has to make these sparks.
Sparks, nitzotzin, exist in us. However, by the light, these sparks turn holy. For now, they are sparks, nitzotzin, from the broken screen. When the upper light works on them, they are connecting and becoming as a screen. That's it. The light work also on the lights, on the sparks, and on the kelim, on the vessels together. But the action with the sparks, this is what it is doing. This is what he is talking about here.
But what is the meaning sparks? What are these sparks? What does it mean?
Is there the interpretation of the words? Yes, okay, please. Page Taf Taf Kuf Pei Gimel.
So we are in page Taf Taf Kuf Nun Gimel. What are sparks? Item Samech Bet 62. Taf Taf Kuf Pei Gimel. Table of answers to the word Samech Bet. What are sparks? In the Reshimot which remain from the lights of Nikudim after their departure from the broken Kelim, they have two kinds of lights. One is the Bechina of their direct light, and it is called the pure light of the Reshimot. And the second,
and he rose to Atzilut after the breaking.
And the second is the Bechina of the reflected light, and it is called the coarse light of the Reshimot. Because like the generality of the lights which departed were included from direct light and reflected light, also the Reshimot which remain from them are also included from direct light and reflected light. And the pure light of the Reshimot are called lights, and they remained in Atzilut. And the coarse light of the Reshimot is called sparks, nitzotzin. And they descended with the Kelim to Bia.
All right. Who asked? Yes, Tzvika? Meaning, in short, there is a restriction. Then there is a screen. Then there is a returning light from the screen. And then in that, there is aviyut, yes? Over the aviyut, there is a first restriction. Then could be second restriction, doesn't matter, first restriction. Then over it, there's a screen, masach. First restriction is only not to receive anything. The screen says, I'm willing to receive in order to bestow, in order to bestow back, yeah, in return. Now, to what extent bestow in return? The screen says, all that will come my way, nothing will go in. How much will go back? Well, that depends on the returning light, meaning over the restriction, over the rejecting it all, how much can I grab and enjoy in order to delight you? This is called returning light. So from that part, you have a spark.
Yes.
In short, once you wanted to do good to me, you did good. I enjoyed and you enjoyed, right? Afterwards, you're broke. You don't want to do good to me anymore, right? In what state is the spark in you now? Tell me, after such beautiful relationships we had, that you did all the nice, good things for me. Ah, I really enjoyed from you, and you enjoyed from delighting me, yeah? Pleasing me. Well, what now, after the breaking? Tell me, what do you feel towards me?
There is this memory, recollection,
which is even worse. It brings about hate in you towards me. How come I bestowed upon him? How much did I give to him?
So you invert it. So I have to invert it to
the broken nitzotzim.
But I have to invert it now, right?
Yes. This is called love cover all transgressions.
No question. So this is all in my reshimot or not?
What?
All these sparks.
The spark is in you.
Inside the reshimot.
Because of it, you are here, sitting here.
So because of the reshimot, there are sparks.
The nitzotz, the spark in itself, is also a reshimot.
It's a part of the reshimot, yes?
Yes. It revives the... Another page or two, he'll speak about it.
So, everything is predetermined then, right?
Well, you start again with all this. Yes, yes.
That's the thing?
Yes. You have something for tomorrow that you want to constantly concern about. Stop concerning about it. Everything depends on the quantity of light you are calling upon right now. Everything depends on that. More light will come. The same deed will become positive for you. Less light would come towards you. Same deed would be negative for you. You see the spark evoking you once hate and once love. It depends which angle you are asking from. Depends from what angle the light shines upon it. If the light doesn't shine upon it, you feel hate towards me. You heard once, right, in life, I gave you everything, I invested all my life in you, and you're doing, you know, you're like this, like that, you heard it? Well, it seems in you. So, the same love now come with kind of with a demand, yeah? A broken demand, yeah? Meaning there is an anger, fury. Now, what are you usually doing? You're mitigating. You bring some light, pleasure, something, and then again you bring back this hatred towards, change it into love. Meaning you evoking some light. It's not just like some nice words or anything. You, by subjugating yourself and your kind of actions, you are really playing with the light. In each moment in our life, we also do so. We just don't know that. You're bringing the light and affect the someone who told you that I've devoted all my life to you, and you really doing the wrong way for me. Yeah, right. And then after you bring the light, the state changes. This is how we are. These sparks, these nitzotzin awakening, succeeding by everyone. The hatred of Rabbi Shimon, when they're coming. Where is it coming from? Also from the same sparks that awaken. And then it brings the light that reform, and it changes, inverts.
Meaning there are negative sparks, there are positive sparks, this is what it means? Or is it the three lines?
None. The same nitzots turn positive by the light. This is what it means, that it doesn't the light that reforms.
It doesn't create a third force, those two sparks?
No. There's only one spark.
But it doesn't become into something that is called right, left, and middle, the same spark?
No. Wait one more page and we'll come to it. All right? We'll continue.
So we are in item one, inner reflection, line Alehem. Therefore, we need to understand them well. One, what is the essence of these sparks? Two, what is the matter of their number? And we seemingly also find contradictions in the words of Dari about the number, because sometimes he says that Shach Nitzotzin are scrutinized and rise, and sometimes he says there are only 315 sparks, and sometimes he says 288 sparks. All these numbers are great principles, and we need to understand them well.
Obviously, it isn't a matter of the number. Rather, the number point out to the essence. We're constantly talking about essence, essence of the state, a greater degree, a lesser, more complete or less, etc. Hmm? Yeah, the number 620, 288, 315, it's in accordance. It is just a sign, an indicator.
Item 2. And first we shall explain the essence of the sparks. The Ari says about them that they fell with the broken kelim to Bia in order to revive them. And indeed he already explained them well already in the world of Akudim, where he says that the Reshimot and the descending reflecting light strike each other, and then sparks of light emerge in terms of reflected light, which is judgment, which is worse than the light of Reshimu, which is Rachamim. And it was explained there in inner light that the light leaves behind it Reshimot inside the Kli after its departure. For instance, if it is the degree of Keter, he leaves a Reshimo inside the Kli from the fourth Bechina, which is the degree of Keter. And later, when the Zivug is made over the Avyut, which remains in the Masach, which is the third Bechina, and the degree of Chochma emerges, that degree which now emerges, since it is more important than Reshimo, in the term that it comes from the illumination of the Zivug, however, the Reshimo, although its measure is higher than the degree of Chochmah, which now comes, but the illumination of her Zivug already departed, and she has only a frail illumination. Therefore, the light of the degree of Chochmah strikes the Reshimo, meaning it enters and shines inside her Kli, and because of that, the Reshimo has to depart the Kli and to rise above the Kli as Tagin, which cover the Otiyot. And then sparks from the Reshimo fall down, because the Reshimo includes two kinds of lights, the pure light and the coarse light. Because like the generality of the light includes direct light and reflected light, meaning the Bechina of the inverted reflected light from below, from above and below, it becomes a Kli and closes the direct light. Also, the Reshimo that is left of that light is also included from Or Yashar and Or Chozer. The Or Yashar, direct light, is called the Or Zach, pure light, and the Or Chozer, reflected light, is called the coarse light, Or Av.
I drew it and we spoke about it, right? The Masach that raised from Dalet to Gimel Bet Aleph Shosh till reaches Pe, yes, being Shosh. The moment it crosses from one degree to the next, meaning purified. So, as say when it is in the degree of Bet Avyut, of courseness, then in the degree of Gimel, the Kli remain empty. Yes, so that's the Kli. Within it, a Reshimo. The light come above, called returning light that descends. Yes, and then it strikes the Kli, the vessel, and because it is the light, although it is coming from the degree of Bet, but it is more important because here within the Kli there's only a Reshimo, although from the degree of Gimel, but it's only a Reshimo. Hence, the light enters the Kli and throw out this Reshimo outwardly. It emerges as Tagin over the Otiyot. Yeah, we spoke about it. It is a very complex topic, we will be able to explain it psychologically, gradually, how it works with us, the exchange of past, present and future, my opinion over someone else's opinion. There are many things here that within us are expressed or realized in such a way. Well, we need to move now? No, okay, we have some more time. Yes, Amika.
He says, the descending reflected light meets the illumination of the Reshimo. What does it mean that he happened to meet him somewhere, or is there an order of things? Who meets them together? Tzvika is talking about something which is predetermined. The question is, if predetermined is for its detriment, or is it something positive that allows many things to happen?
Because both have the same tendency. Although one purifies, everyone is being filled up. However, both are in the same tendency to bestow upon the Creator. And in that tendency, over the two of them, they are connecting together. Although I am not capable, and although you are now breaking in as if you are capable, we are joined together in different actions, because in our action there is one further opportunity to add bestowal upon the Creator, that is in the Rosh. Like a little one and older and young, they join together as if everyone does the opposite action. Nevertheless, everyone's action is in order to bestow upon the same source which unites them. Hence, it is called meet, because then they have here, from their encounter, a common action. It turns out that the descending reflected light, which now found one extra clay to shine in, for a slight moment, it revives the old. And both here are connected together, and by doing this common work, the descending reflected light fills up the kli, the Reshimo come out as surrounding light. It is truly, for the time being, emerges a complete vessel in an act of bestowal. Well, I don't know how else to express it. My language is...
And that can exist only in the body. Where is the head all of a sudden?
On the contrary, this purification, his dekhut, specifically comes from the lower one. Because here, the lower one expresses himself, that is willing to stand on his independence, insist on his independence in order to get rid of all the delicacies, all the that is given, only in order to remain in bestowal. So you could say that the actions are coming from the Rosh, but it isn't the same Rosh of direct light that was prior. Rather, constantly here come new Rashim, plurals of Rosh, because these are Patsufim that from the purification of the Patsufim. But these are the Rashim, the Rosh, plurals of Rosh, of the same action. So obviously there cannot be any action with the light if it wasn't pre-calculated. However, this calculation occurred in them, above them, and in bestowal towards the Creator, in the connection. Yes.
And the Creator, such actions are made, I don't know, infinite actions in a sec. The question is, if the Creator is present in terms of the feeling that those two who perform such an action, mutual action of connection between them, should the Creator be present or should he be concealed? What is the role of the Creator here? Is it something distant, remote, which puts a shadow on such an action, or what?
No, it isn't distance or anything. They're performing an action in cleaving on, extra cleaving on to the upper light.
But this is shattering. This is a state of sparks.
No, no, we aren't talking about the shattering. No. Now we're talking about the purification of an ordinary screen. No. Better not getting into the shattering. Well, first, let's explain that in a plain manner. The purification of the screen
by
the Patsufim of Atzilut.
But it is leading to the shattering.
Currently, we are speaking like in Ak. That's it. No, wait. We'll advance in a normal order, not to jump ahead.
It's a very complicated topic. Well, the sparks are made when a person reaches the quality of bestowal or before, and if it is before, then how does it happen all of a sudden?
When does it happen?
I'm asking a question. Whether the action itself, let's call it a physical action, the sparks themselves, does it happen in the process towards bestowal or once you have acquired the quality of bestowal? When are the sparks revealed?
Now too.
Even now in the time of preparation?
Because they're broken. The fact now you are here at 5 a.m., yes? Instead of doing like that for 12 hours consistently, right? It is because the spark awakens you and gets you out of bed and bring you here.
I know that you're saying reflected light and everything. You can do it only once you start working in bestowal. So what? It happens automatically? What should I do?
Nothing. The spark works on you.
Automatically? How so?
Because you are a result of the breaking of the vessels. Who are you? You call desire to receive, which has a spark in it. Over it, the light shines, and you're in the system of the world. The light shines from far, from the world of Atzilut, over the spark that is within the desire to receive. And awaken this system of the desire to receive with a spark in it. If we just awaken desire to receive, people advance in a earthy fashion, all the 99%. If it awakens the desire to receive with the spark in it, as there's a spark in it, then that person starts longing for the purpose of creation.
And now I'm confused. You said that everyone in the world has sparks. Some are awakened and some are not. This is what you just said.
The fact the spark isn't awakened, we're saying there is no spark.
But there is a spark.
All right, so what do you care about if it's... Everyone have a, of course, everyone was in the breaking.
So what should we do in order to cause that spark operate?
It's not up to you.
So, whom does it depend on? On the Creator?
On the light, of course. Listen, on who it depends that the person would waken up or not? Only the light. Well, just like that, in the middle of life, someone wake up to reach the purpose of creation, anything exalted, or how come? Who is he? Just a piece of a desire to receive that. If the spark awakens in him, he starts thinking about the goal. If not, he doesn't think about anything. He thinks on how to fill up his desire to receive only and not the spark. What is the spark? The spark called the desire also. However, a desire coming from the light. Desire to bestow. However, now it is broken. So he wants to reach the light in order to enjoy the light. It is an additional desire, and that desire is more important, greater than the corporeal desire. Hence, those people are coming here at night. You see them, and sitting here, poor buggers. Why? Because in each one there's a spark, and there is, and the light shines over them. Hence, they're here. That's it. They think that by that they can receive a fulfillment. Well, let them think. Just between us. And we're moving to the next part.
And before we do, let's sing a song together.
בתפילה שלמה לעזרתו על כן אזכיר לכם שבאהבתכם אשר בזה תלוי זכות הקיום שלנו על כן תפנו לכם מעסק מדומה הבורא הוא שדורש אהבתנו אם מתאמץ לשאף מים בכלי מנוקב לרבות מעל בצימונו כל שיגע בו אתמול פעם נשרף לו הכל, מחדש מתחיל עבודתו. על כן אזכיר לכם שבאהבתכם אשר בזה תלוי זכות הקיום שלנו. על כן תפנו לכם בעסק מדומה, הבורא הוא שדורש אהבתנו. תנו לכם עכשיו, אך ורק אליו הוא רוצה באהבה בינינו. אך ורק אליו הוא רוצה באהבה בינינו אין עוד מצב מאושר בעולמו של אדם המיואש מכוחותיו עצמו הוא כבר יגע ועשה עד שמלא השיער בתפילה שלמה לעזרתו על כן אזכיר לכם שבאהבתכם אשר בזה תלוי זכות הקיום שלנו על כן תפנו לכם מעסק מדומה הבורא הוא שדורש אהבתנו תנו לכם עכשיו אך ורק אליו הוא רוצה באהבה בינינו תנו לכם עכשיו